Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Everybody, Whiskey Dave back in the chair for Joe on Realside Radio. It is always a pleasure sitting in the chair as we discuss the goings and comings and goings of what is happening in the world around us, all across the fruited plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. No matter where you are in the country listening to this, or whether you may be listening to this at a later time, maybe online as well, you can find the episodes all ready to be listened to at therealside.com. And you can also watch me live perform this incredible feat for the next 3 hours. Three! Not one, not two, but 3 hours. We are going to be talking about a lot of different things that's happening around the world. before we get into this hour's fascinating topic, and I'm going to give you a quick hint right now that this is not something that you want to miss. It's going to be bringing everything together, the CIA, conspiracies, assassinations, and incredible American history. Is it all unraveling? I'm going to get to that in just a few moments here. But before we get to that, I wanted to share with you some of the other issues that we're going to be talking about tonight. Over the next 3 hours, there's a lot of information that's out there. And I want to talk with you about, number one, bombshell, Bob Woodward. Yep, that Bob Woodward. Watergate Bob Woodward says the Washington Post reporters ignored his Steele dossier warnings. And that the media, I'm just going to say it in his words, that the media have egg on their face. They should be extremely embarrassed about their behavior through the whole Russian collusion through the last 3 years, practically, of Donald Trump. He said there's a lack of curiosity on part of the people at the Washington Post about what I had said, why I had said it, and I accepted that, and I didn't force it on anyone. He is saying that the newsrooms collectively across all broadcast media need to walk down the painful road of introspection. They messed up, folks. And the mea culpas are now just starting to come out because we know firsthand, as we covered this here at Realside Radio and I did on Whiskey Politics for years, interviewing everybody, that that entire diatribe coming out of Adam Schiff's mouth and the entire Democrat Senate Committee, the Intelligence Committee in the House, and everything that we heard on the media day in, day out regarding Russian collusion and the Trump campaign was all false. We know this now. Obviously, we've discussed it over the last few years. But you know something? I don't think a mea culpa is going to be enough. What about you, folks? You want to join us tonight? You want to share your opinions about what is going on in the world? Give us a phone call. The phone lines will be open throughout the evening. You can give us a phone call at 877- I'm sorry, 855-732-5563. Give us a phone call throughout the evening. We will be here. The lines will be open. Got a couple of great guests coming up tonight. And in the third hour, we're going to be talking about all sorts of other things that is going on right now in the world. I'm going to be talking about Nikki Haley announcing her intentions to run for president 2024. What do you think of Nikki Haley? Is she somebody that you can stand behind? South Carolina, it's very popular down there, but there's a lot of folks that I would call them the folks that are most vocal on social media when it comes to politics. A lot of people have a lot of problems with her. Many people refer to her as a rhino. What do you think? Give us a phone call tonight, 855-732-5563. And we're also going to be talking about the economy. We're going to be talking about my homeland, where I came from. I was talking with some wonderful people today. I was on the set of a photo shoot, and we were chatting about a little bit of politics and what I do. And I was mentioning that I came from England when I was a kid in the 1970s, because California was an incredible place to live. Where we had left in the 1970s was a very socialist environment in London, England. There were strikes every single week across all of the infrastructure, whether it was the electrics, whether it was the coal miners, whether it was the gas, whatever it was, the postal workers, the milkmen, you name it. Today, Britain has grinded to a halt as 500,000 workers go on strike. Disputes over wages and working conditions have come to a head today as hundreds of thousands of British workers took part in what organizers say was the biggest day of industrial action in over a decade. Mass action. Teachers, train drivers, university lecturers, bus drivers, civil servants, and airport workers all marched out. How can you run a country like that? And is America that far behind? We already have a tremendous number of people that have simply stopped looking for work. So we're going to be talking about that. I also want to talk a little bit about this guy, George Santos, tonight. What do you guys think about this pathological liar? Republican congressman, he won, and as soon as everybody in Long Island woke up and realized that this guy is a sociopath, a pathological liar, boy, have they got buyer's remorse. What should we do? What should the Republicans do about George Santos? So we got a lot coming up here, but after the break, we're going to be talking about the Kennedy assassination. This is going to be fascinating, folks. I'm really looking forward to talking about everything here. The CIA's role in the Kennedy assassination, got a fascinating guest. We'll be right back. 3 straight hours tonight. Don't go away. In the Chair, Real Side Radio.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And that's our job. We're going to be translating everything into English for you tonight here at Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair, and it is a pleasure being back with you tonight. The first of 3 hours. That's right, across the fruited plain on 72 stations, whether you're listening live or maybe tomorrow you'll be listening to this on iTunes and all the other iPod or podcast applications. But it is a pleasure being with you. And as I mentioned to you before the break, I am fascinated with conspiracy theories, because as we have seen the last few years at the very least, that many of these conspiracy theories are somehow coming true. Well, one conspiracy theory that we've all been brought up and raised with is the Kennedy assassination, as well as MLK. And to discuss this, especially after the fact that the Biden administration has released several what were previously secret files, unclassified files, they've kept a whole bunch classified. Mike Hambrick, who is an author and president of Save America's Freedom, his book, Memphis, Rock DJ Uncovers Conspiracy Behind the MLK Jr. Assassination, joins us tonight to discuss this. Mike, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure. You know, I've been watching some of your interviews that you've been on, and you know, this is just one of those subjects, and I'm so glad that you can join us because I really want to kind of unpack this. The CIA's role in the Kennedy's assassination and possibly MLK's assassination remains one of the greatest unsolved mysteries of American history. Now, I believe polls show a majority of Americans believe the president was killed as part of a conspiracy that went beyond Oswald, and about a third believe the CIA or elements within the CIA had a hand in it. Are they wrong?
No, I don't think they're wrong at all. I think that's absolutely correct. In my research writing this book, Memphis, I came across a lot of credible conspiracy theories, and several that were absolutely, I think, true, and there has been a lot of work done since over the last 50 years or so. Documents have come forward, sworn depositions in civil court and of the people who were around when this conspiracy actually happened that led to the assassination of Martin Luther King. And it was a conspiracy that brought together all kinds of different groups of people and individuals who ordinarily would not have anything to do with each other. And that includes the CIA, the FBI, military intelligence, the Dixie Mafia, the Carlos Marcello mob out of New Orleans, the racist members of the Memphis Police Department, and the administration, the mayoral administration of Memphis at the time as well. They were all involved in this, and they had one thing in common, and that was to ensure that Martin Luther King was killed on April 4th, 1968, and they were successful in doing it. I believe without a doubt that it was a conspiracy that ran through all those disparate groups. And in fact, before she passed away, Coretta Scott King, MLK's widow, openly and publicly said that she did not believe that James Earl Ray was the shooter, and that it was a conspiracy, a government conspiracy at the highest levels. She became convinced of that based on all the information that came forward that she was made available to, and it was an obvious conclusion when you see the facts laid out in the testimony and the depositions of people involved. You can't come to any other conclusion. It was a government conspiracy. So, and you look at, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, because you mentioned Coretta Scott King, she said that there's an abundance of evidence in the major high-level conspiracy in the assassination of my husband, MLK. What was that major evidence or abundant evidence?
Well, it's in all of that conspiracy is in, and the elements of it are in my book, but it is J. Edgar Hoover had what he referred to as a prayer list. And on that so-called prayer list were three sets of initials, JFK, MLK, and RFK. And, of course, as you well know, there were actually four assassinations, major assassinations in the 60s, President Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy. And all of those four individuals had several things in common. They were national and internationally known personalities. They were great orators. They could move people in certain directions. Certainly King was doing that in his civil rights era and movement with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And he won the Nobel Prize. So he had become an international figure. So his influence had grown exponentially. And they all opposed the Vietnam War. And that was the final thing that really, so to speak, put the nail in the coffin for all four of those individuals. And certainly for Martin Luther King, He, in 1967, gave a very famous speech at Riverside Baptist Church in New York City, that just eviscerated the government and its policies and the prosecution of the war in Vietnam. And he also had, and this made it even even more of an enemy of the establishment in Washington, he had planned a major poor people's march that was to happen shortly after his march and appearance in support of garbage strikers in Memphis, a poor people's march that was supposed to bring an estimated 500,000 people to the mall in Washington, D.C., and set up a tent city and stay there in protest against the war, because so much money was being spent on the war, and money was being taken away from social programs benefited the underprivileged and the poor. So Mike, that was another thing.
Yeah, we've got a commercial break coming up here, unfortunately, on terrestrial radio. We don't have an option here, but I want to have you stick through the break because I want to talk more about this. And you're just now starting to talk about the industrial military complex and the threats that these four people that were assassinated may have had towards that, starting with JFK back in 1963. And I want to get your input on this. Tell everybody where they can find your book, please, before the commercial.
Oh, thanks. It's at hambrickmedia.com. You can go to it's published by Book Baby, but you can go to hambrickmedia.com, get a little bit more information on it, and click a button and buy the book. That'd be
terrific.
Great. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, we're going to be right back. We've got Mike Hambrick, who is the author of Memphis, Rock DJ Uncovers Conspiracy Behind MLK Jr. Assassination. We're going to be talking about JFK right after the break. Don't go away. Whiskey Dave in the chair, Real Side Radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Vice President Kamala Harris taking time to address those gathered at Tyre Nichols' funeral in Memphis on Wednesday. She spoke of the agony his family must face.
Who mourn the life of a young man who should be here today.
Harris also spoke of the agony when facing what happened the night of January 7th.
Through an act of violence at the hands and the feet of people who had been charged with keeping them safe.
Nichols died 3 days after that confrontation. A transgender woman in Ohio is facing indecent exposure charges after using the women's locker room at a YMCA. 31-year-old Darren Glines, who goes by the name Rachel, was seen nude by other patrons inside in Xenia, just outside of Dayton. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Jack Wagon. Listen every single night, Real Side Radio. It's his Whiskey Dave here in the chair. And after our current guest, Mike Hambrick, we're going to be taking calls. Open lines will be 855-732-5563. Let us know what you think about this. Mike Hambrick is a veteran television anchor, reporter, and TV correspondent who's anchored broadcast in major markets ranging from Dallas to Washington, D.C., and he's produced and hosted and syndicated two national radio programs. Mike, welcome back. I got to ask you. You know, I'm one of those believers that everything in this country comes back to the industrial military complex, whether we're taking a look at the Vietnam War, whether we're taking a look at current situations regarding Russia and Ukraine. We are controlled, and politicians are very much controlled by the industrial military complex, much as Eisenhower's famous farewell speech alluded to. And it's something that I cannot ignore, the fact that George H.W. Bush headed the CIA doing a lot of this, especially when we're talking about some of this history about the time that you're talking about here as well. Do you believe that this is all interrelated with these what people refer to as conspiracy theories regarding these assassinations?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, people have become a lot more, are accepting more readily the idea of conspiracy. They were somewhat reluctant back in the 60s. But I think sadly that because it is true, and so much of the Kennedy assassination and the information that has come forward over the years has proven that. I think it is. I think it is the military industrial complex that Eisenhower in his farewell speech warned the country about. But I think it goes deeper than that as well. It is all a part of the deep state. The military-industrial complex is just one aspect of the so-called deep state, certainly a very powerful one, and a lot of powerful people and a lot of money involved in it. And I hate to be cynical, and I don't underestimate the tragedy and the war that the Ukrainians are fighting against Putin and his terrorist action. But don't kid yourself. There are a lot of people in the military-industrial complex that are making a lot of money off that war. War produces money. War is ugly. It's deadly. But it's also very very profitable, sadly to say. And if you notice, I mean, go back and check the years. Every, 4 to 5 years, and we have some kind of major conflagration that causes, the battlefields to be filled with bodies and the bank accounts to be filled with money. That's kind of what has happened. It's on a cycle. You can go back to, the Iraq war. I don't think we had any reason, no justification for going into Iraq and bombing that country back into the Stone Age. That was sold to the American people. Mm-hmm. And we all bought into it. But history has shown that, there were no weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein was not a threat. He wasn't a good guy. He was a bad actor. But it didn't warrant going in and obliterating that country. But it made money. And that sounds so simple and so cynical, but that's what it comes down to. And certainly that was the case in the 60s. It wasn't just one company. There were multiple companies that were obviously involved in it. But one of them had a great influence over Lyndon Baines Johnson, then president, after Kennedy was shot and was elected. The Brown and Root had been his financiers for years in his political life, and they wanted a war, and he gave it to them. He accelerated it with the, if you recall, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, so-called. Yep. We now know that that was a sham, and that wasn't really true, but that justified accelerating and putting more men and material in Southeast Asia. It was all a part of the plan to escalate the war.
So I have to ask you, because, obviously the discussion about Kennedy souring on the Vietnam War and the military-industrial complex wanted to continue the war because they were making just money hand over fist. There's a theory out there that posits that the assassination of Kennedy was a response to Kennedy's firing of Dulles, now an airport named after, a cloak and dagger power broker, right? He, following the failed CIA Bay of Pigs operation to unseat Fidel Castro, we wanted to go in and replace the communist government in Cuba. Some believers believe that Kennedy saying, hey, listen, I got to find a way out of this. We're losing too many American boys and soldiers, and I'm not a big fan of militarism in general. Do you believe that Dulles could have orchestrated the coup against Kennedy?
Well, I think it certainly is possible and plausible, particularly when if you believe that what Kennedy was talking about, and both Robert and John Kennedy, was to dismantle the CIA. And nobody was going to allow, they weren't going to allow that to happen at all. But I think that that was one of the things that they were seriously considering and trying to figure out how to do that. The establishment, the deep state, it wasn't called the deep state then. The deep state is certainly a more current definition of the power behind the scenes. But it was the deep state then, that they just weren't going to allow that to happen. They just couldn't do it. And it went forward. Like I say, J. Edgar Hoover was the real architect of, I think, certainly, I know, I believe, the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Mm. I mean, he'd set it up. See, this is all in the book, but it is historical fiction. But the CIA and the FBI handled James Earl Ray for a year before the fateful day. In 1968, April 4th, they moved him around the country, in and out of the country, under the guise that he was going to be involved in a gun-running wing. He was going to make a lot of money, and then they were going to send him out of the country to a country that wouldn't with no extradition. He'd have a new identity. See, they actually orchestrated his breakout, so-called escape, from the Missouri State Prison in Jefferson City, Missouri, in 1967. That was paid for by J. Edgar Hoover. He paid the warden to set up and allow James Earl Ray to escape from prison. All the time that he was out there moving around, he thought he was an escaped prisoner, but he wasn't. He was actually being protected and handled. And a guy like James Earl Ray did not have the wherewithal to travel all around the country, go to Mexico, go to Portugal, go to Europe, come back. And then after that, the killing of King, he was also, moved around a lot until they were ready to pull the trigger on him, so to speak, to really bring him in. They knew where he was all that time. He wasn't an escaped prisoner. He was being handled all that time.
Everybody needs to check out Memphis. It's a new political thriller by Mike Hambrick. And again, Mike, tell everybody where they could find your book.
Yeah, Hambrick Media, like my last name, H-A-M-B-R-I-C-K, media.com.
Do you think, in our last minute here, Mike, do you think with the... you know, the Biden administration had released, and they didn't have a choice. It was just dated to be released. Thousands of documents here regarding the Kennedy assassination, although they kept 5,000 documents unreleased. Do you think we're going to see something similar to that in regards to MLK?
Well, what I think is, and this speaks to a much larger problem that we don't have time to talk about, though I would like to talk with you about it sometime. I believe control of information is a textbook classic socialist government implementation. That's the first thing they do is start controlling information. Well, that's what this is all about. There are documents and classified and now unclassified but not released information that the establishment, the deep state, they don't want the American people to know about it.
Everybody go check out Mike Hambrick's book, please. Everybody check it out. Memphis Rock DJ uncovers conspiracy behind MLK Jr. assassination. Thank you so much, Mike. Greatly appreciate it. And we will certainly have you back on to discuss this further as well as other issues. Thank you so much for your time. And folks, we'll be back after the break at Realside Radio. Don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about at Realside Radio. Whiskey David.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it, folks. Joe Messina's show. I'm Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe tonight. It is always a pleasure being with you. And a fascinating discussion that we just had. That's one of those discussions that I could have for another hour. Mike Hambrick deserves to be on Joe Rogan and have 3 hours. You know, listen, we all grew up, if you were born, if you're Generation X, if you've been around for a while, okay, the idea of JFK and MLK and RFK and to a certain extent Malcolm X, the discussions in regards to conspiracy theories and what that means as far as the military-industrial complex and whether or not there was collusion between the FBI and the CIA and what does this all mean in regards to our institutions, you know? It's fascinating to me that this is not something that is not front and center in our dialogue. But then again, nothing amazes me anymore because nothing is front and center in our dialogue other than what the forces that be want us to be talking about. You're arguing about the Kardashians. You're talking about Tom Brady retiring. You're discussing what I don't know, the latest diversionary tactics that are being discussed right now across the Fruited Plains in regards to transgender rights and all of these things that get so many people wired and up in arms. But if you want to understand, if you really, really want to understand how things work in Washington, D.C., you know, the idea of learning today in school has fallen by the wayside because they're no longer teaching facts. I was watching, or I was reading actually, an article about something that Tucker Carlson said a couple of weeks ago in response to all of these documents that were released pertaining to the JFK investigation. And one thing, and this is something that I'm going to paraphrase here, what Tucker was talking about. One thing that you should know is that the most popular president in American history was Richard Nixon. Yeah, Tricky Dick. Right? We've all been raised to think that the man was a pariah and he was impeached because he broke the law by, allowing a group to break in to the Watergate building, the DNC headquarters. But Tucker goes on saying, somehow without a single vote being cast by a single American voter, Richard Nixon was kicked out of office and replaced by the only unelected president in American history. So we went for the most popular president to a president nobody voted for. Wait a minute, you may ask. Why didn't I know that? Because wasn't Richard Nixon a criminal? Wasn't he despised by all decent people? No, he wasn't. In fact, if any president can claim to be the people's choice, it was Richard Nixon. He was reelected in 1972 by the largest margin of the popular vote ever recorded before or since. He got 17 million more votes than his opponent. Can you imagine that today? In today's divisive politics? And yes, less than two years later, he was gone. Forced to resign, and the obedient servant of the federal agencies, Gerald Ford, took over the White House. Tucker talks about this in detail. He says, how did that happen? It's a long story, but the highlights tell you a lot. Nixon believed that the elements in the federal bureaucracy were working to undermine the American system of government and have been doing that for a long time. He said that. He was absolutely right. June 23, 1972, Nixon met the then CIA director, Richard Helms, at the White House. During a conversation, which was taped, thankfully, Nixon suggested that he knew who shot John, meaning JFK. Nixon further implied that the CIA was directly involved in Kennedy's assassination, which we now know it was. Helms' response? Total silence on the tape. But for Nixon, it didn't matter because it was already over. 4 days before, on June the 19th, Washington Post had published the first of many stories about a break-in at the Watergate office building. Four of the five burglars, by the way, worked for the CIA. Interesting. First of many dishonest Watergate stories was written by 29-year-old Metro reporter called Bob Woodward. Who was he? Wasn't exactly a journalist. No background whatsoever in the news business. But Bob Woodward came directly from the classified areas of the federal government. Shortly before Watergate, Bob Woodward was a naval officer at the Pentagon with top secret clearance, working regularly with the intel agencies. At times, Woodward was even detailed to the Nixon White House, where he interacted with Richard Nixon's top aides. Soon after leaving the Navy, for reasons that have never been made clear, Woodward was hired by the most powerful news outlet in Washington and assigned the biggest story in the country. Just to make it crystal clear what was actually happening, Woodward's main source for his Watergate series was the deputy director of the FBI, Mark Felt, and Mark Felt ran, and we're not making this up, the FBI's COINTELPRO program, which was designed to secretly discredit political actors, the federal agencies that they wanted destroyed, people like Richard Nixon. Same time, those same agencies were also working to take down Nixon's elected VP, Spiro Agnew. In the fall of 1973, remember his name, folks? Not too many people do today that were born after this generation. Agnew was indicted for tax evasion and forced to resign. His replacement was the colorless congressman from Grand Rapids, Gerald Ford. And I've been to Gerald Ford's museum in Grand Rapids. What was his qualification for the job, Gerald Ford? He served on the Warren Commission. which absolved the CIA of responsibility for President Kennedy's murder. Nixon was strong-armed into accepting Gerald Ford by Democrats in Congress. We gave Nixon no choice but Ford, Speaker of the House Carl Albert later boasted. 8 months later, Gerald Ford of the Warren Commission was President of the United States. Folks, there are so many avenues to take a look at here with these released and unreleased documents regarding the JFK assassination. What was it? Why did they want to take him out and put the blame on a patsy that they were working with for 2 to 3 years beforehand? Again, going back to our previous discussion, and we've all had this discussion in quiet corners with friends and family over the decades, it comes back to what Eisenhower calls the biggest threat to our country, and that is the industrial military complex. Are we now seeing that with Ukraine? How quickly we all fell in line regarding support of Ukraine. Why? Well, we just saw thousands of Abrams tanks, which need jet fuel and supply lines and American know-how, and quite frankly, most likely American actual pilots and drivers to operate. We're barreling into a third world war. Who benefits from this, folks? Who benefits? Now, I'm not saying with any proof whatsoever that what we're currently seeing right now in Ukraine and Russia is related to Vietnam, other than the fact that the same people that were in power almost 60 years ago are now in power today. It's the same crew. I have questions. Don't you? How things work in Washington, D.C. How things work in Washington, D.C. is simply this. If you are a threat, an existential threat to the power structure of Washington, D.C., in any way whatsoever, you're taken out. You're assassinated. You're destroyed. You're ruined. Your business is destroyed. Your reputation is destroyed. And again, if you are big enough, you're killed. And then the cover-ups. And if you are to ask questions about who, when, how, you could be taken out too. We deserve a better system than this. We deserve an actual democracy. We deserve to know what our powers that be, the precious elite in this government, not just in 2023, but in 1963, have done to this country. How many hundreds of thousands of soldiers have died from Vietnam through now for wars that benefited a select few? And those are the folks that you need to take a look at. Whiskey Dave in the chair at Realside Radio. Hours 2 and 3 coming up, folks. Don't go away. We got a lot more at Realside Radio. Don't go away.